Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present Bleeding Edge by Thomas Pynchon, narrated by Jeannie Berlin. One-Click Digital provides free audiobook downloads in partnership with thousands of public libraries. To see if One-Click Digital's extensive catalog is available to you, visit your library's website. And now, Bleeding Edge.
New York as a character in a mystery would not be the detective, would not be the murderer. It would be the enigmatic suspect who knows the real story but isn't going to tell it. Donald E. Westlake. Chapter 1. It's the first day of spring 2001, and Maxine Tarnow, though some still have her in their system as Leffler, is walking her boys to school. Yes, maybe they're past the age where they need an escort. Maybe Maxine doesn't want to let go just yet. It's only a couple of blocks. It's on her way to work. She enjoys it, so. This morning, all up and down the streets, what looks like every calorie pear tree on the Upper West Side has popped overnight into clusters of white pear blossoms. As Maxine watches, sunlight finds its way past roof lines and water tanks to the end of the block and into one particular tree, which all at once is filled with light.